Lord, the name is on lock this God. Good evening. I'm here to start the line. Welcome. I haven't heard anybody come on but being Sister Brenda and one more. But we're going to do a little something in the name of Jesus and keep it moving. Psalms 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. We had read Psalms 100. Now we will have a opening prayer by Sister Brenda.
Yeah, Father God, we come today thanking you for this opportunity to call on you once again. We are glad to be in the number one more time. And we just say thank you. And we lift up all our participants today that's going to be on the line. And we lift up all those that are blessing others by watching the game. We lift up Pastor Deborah as she's blessing the community by having a Super Bowl party with them. And, Lord, we just say thank you, because you're still real, you're still God, and we just give you all the praise and all the glory, and we thank you for this opportunity to once again call on your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Announcement. We will be back tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. to talk about how we are being blessed by the fast. We're supposed to have some more guests coming in from another ministry. If you can, call back in tomorrow evening and tell what God has done for you through this fast. At this time, we know Sister Pearline Gibson is celebrating a birthday today. Is there anybody that's going to have a birthday today or any day this coming week? Is there anyone else?
Apostle Outside.
Well, hello, Apostle.
All right.
Oh. And you're on the what?
Namaste. How's everybody percolating?
Great.
Namaste.
Percolator. Oh, namaste. Did you say your birthday coming up, Percolator? Digger Hamilton.
No. I think Apostle Ansa said hers is coming up.
Yeah, I heard her, but I was trying to see that here, Deacon Henderson.
No.
It's...
Yeah, my birthday is in July. Mine's in July, dear.
Oh, okay.
Okay, when is yours, Apostle?
The 11th.
Oh.
Okay.
You.
Happy birthday.
Valentine, baby.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Apostle. Happy birthday to you. Deacon Henderson, do me a song.
May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday, Apostle Adley Esau.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amen.
Apostle Esau.
Yeah. What a blessing. 74 years.
Oh, go, girl.
Count it a blessing.
have you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
For your mercy never fails me.
Sing.
All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh,
sing,
I
brother.
Of the goodness of God.
Love the song.
All my life you have been faithful.
Thank
you. And all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes.
I love your voice.
Yeah.
You have led me through the fire and the dark. Now you are close like no other.
Sing
I've
it,
known
me.
You as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful.
Yeah.
And all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, all I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amen.
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 I don't care what we go through in life or what we have gone through in life. If we were to really look at our lives, God has been faithful. God has been good. Even through the trying times, he's there with us because he tells us in Isaiah 41:10 that we are not to fear. For I am with you. And see, fear is the thing that Satan uses all the time to paralyze us from thinking of the goodness of God.
Yes.
Fear is one of those things that Satan uses because, see, we look at our situation and we don't look at God. Because, see, we are living in those situations, in those circumstances, and we are feeling them. We are experiencing the emotions behind it. And just because we can't physically see God, we don't see God because we worship God in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. And we as human beings, we have been given our senses. And if we can't see something, if we can't feel something, if we can't taste something, if we can't hear something, then we have a tendency of not believing it. But I've come to realize in life there are some things that have come up in my life that seeing, tasting, hearing hadn't fixed it. But I can see the manifestation of God working. I can see his works because it says faith comes by hearing and hearing. But when we listen to the word of God, we can look into our own lives. All of us can look into our lives. There have been some bad reports given by doctors. But see, doctors haven't been given the power to heal. Doctors have been given the ability and the skill set to know how each system in the body works. But the doctors haven't been given the power that comes from God to heal. So wherever you're going through today, just be encouraged. The sovereign God of this world and universe is in complete control, and he already knows what the outcome is going to be. Oh, I'm preaching to myself now, y'all. I may get off this line and get hit with something, but I thank God for the indwelling presence of his Holy Spirit that continues to speak to me and pull me out of those moments when I'm doubting God. And I thank God for my Lord and Savior, who has already died and who has already risen above any situation and circumstances or healing that I need to declare that all power is in His hand. Thank y'all for listening. I hope I said something to bless you today.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle, apostle.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You just done my job, D. Amen. You could have kept on. You got some more you want to add to it?
I'm just grateful, Pastor. I'm really grateful. I've had some events that happened in my life in the last 7 days. I had a cousin that was dear to me. About 5 years ago, I had another cousin who was extremely dear to me that lived in Atlanta. And I would go to Atlanta and spend time with her. And to show y'all how God worked things out, we didn't know we were related. We were both in our, she and I was attending Georgia College at the same time.
Mm.
And I would hear these young ladies on the other side of the cafeteria just having a ball. They just be laughing all the time. And one of the guys that was in the class with me, he said, man, you have a sister up here. I said, I don't have any sisters up here. He said, yes, you do. He said, you got a young lady on there. She acts just like you. She's full of life. And he actually brought her over to the table while I was, she was some friends of mine. And we got to talking. She told me she was from Jamaica. And she told me that her grandparents. I said, well, I said, you talking about Pete Henderson? She said, yeah. I said, Juanita Henderson? Yeah, that's my grandma. I said, that's my auntie. And we had never known each other because her mother, which was my first cousin, she died years ago when I was young. So I never, ever got to meet her. Her mother drowned. So we got to talking, and we connected since then, since 86. And she died 5 years ago. She had cancer of the intestines. And the day before we were supposed to funeralize her, her cousin, they were two sister children. My cousin had a stroke, and it left him paralyzed. And he went through a series these past 5 years, one thing after another. I've had him on the prayer line, and recently he was diagnosed with MS a couple of months ago, about a year ago. And while I was expecting to spend time with him today at Super Bowl, because we always did things together, and lo and behold, I got a call yesterday that he had transitioned unexpectedly. And my uncle had a stroke last Sunday, I shared with y'all. But I thank God because my uncle is able to get around. He has mobility. My uncle, if he covers one eye, he still can see. But I thank God that I was not so tired that I lay back down when he called me Sunday morning. He called me and said, what are you doing? About 3 or 3:30, I said, nothing. I need you to deliver something for me. I said, okay. He said, well, I woke up this morning, my eyes were running, and I'm seeing double vision. I said, okay, no problem. And I laid there for a minute. I said, oh, no. I told my wife, I said, my uncle said he got double vision. I said, he called him. I said, you go, Mercer. I said, what's going on with you, man? He said, I just woke up double vision. So I took him to the ER, find out he had a stroke that has affected his eyesight. And the doctor said, it's good. And probably if he had another stroke, it would have been worse. And I thank God that I was in the right mindset to go ahead and call him back. Normally, I would probably lay down and got up. I was being prepared to go to church anyway, but I just thank God for his covering. You know, we can be so busy in life, and that's what's going on now in life. We're so busy, we're not paying attention. We have to be on the schedule. Even with church services now, you have to have this minute for colonia and this minute for songs and this minute for reading the announcement. But when the Holy Spirit moves, you can't put a restraint on the Holy Spirit, and we shouldn't.
All right.
And I'm afraid that we are in a society now that everything has to be on our time, but God doesn't work on our time. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. God don't work on our time.
That's right.
We got sometimes just wait it out, and God knows I'm preaching to myself, y'all, because I got a thing with patience. But I just praise and thank God. God's been revealing some stuff to me this week, and I'm grateful. And as I've talked to people this week, everybody's going through something. everybody is experiencing some pain somewhere or some uncomfortableness. Somebody's doing it. But just know God will give you the strength that you need. I am so grateful for all of y'all. I really am. I'm grateful for your prayers because I know you are praying for not just me, but you're praying for all of us because we are family. Everybody on this line, we connect every Sunday or every Tuesday. We're still family. We may not be biologically connected, but we are Holy Spirit connected because our Father God. And I thank God for each of you. And we just have to continue to just pray for each other and lift each other up. You know, I'm so grateful for my big sister, Janice Lucas. She gave me something years ago, and I always remember this when I'm going through some changes of life or some challenges about 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. I'm always reminded that we're hard-pressed. You know, I'm always reminded, even though I'm hard-pressed, you know, I have hope, and I don't have to be in despair because, see, God has given me a Savior who has already conquered everything that I need to go through. But, you know, we are experiencing trouble on every side, but we're not crushed. You know, sometimes we are perplexed. Our minds are everywhere. But we have to take the time out and breathe because, see, that's Satan working in our mind to make our mind be perplexed. But, see, we're not driven in despair because, see, the Holy Spirit will kick in and he will remind you of past victories. And everything that we're going through now, y'all, it happened in biblical days.
Yes.
Everything that we're experiencing now, it ain't just started happening. It's just now it's on a different level, Brother Connor. When I was growing up, we were expected to do certain things. We were expected to act a certain way. Our parents expected us to be respectful. This day and time, we have allowed society, we have allowed this system of life to get in our minds to the point now we don't expect nothing now because what we use excuse, but y'all know that's just the way things are now. We're living in a different time. The same God that was back in the biblical days is the same God now. I haven't heard of nobody, or you and I all know on this line, that we don't have a substitute for God. Society does, because societies have replaced God with AI and all this other technology that they have fooled the minds. But you and I all know on this line, no. There's only one true and living God, the God of this world and this universe, who has created all of us.
Yeah.
And who continues to show us that he is in control. He continues to show us that he's with us. He continues to show us that he is our one and our only source. And we just have to hold on to that because God ain't never failed us. And God is not going to fail us. And I thank God for being there with me through everything that I'm going through. And in closing, I'm going to share this with you. My dear sister always tells us, Sister Brenda Williams, you know, she tells us that even though we walk through the fire, you know, we're not going to be burned. Even though we walk through the waters of life and the rivers of life, we will never be drowned because, see, we got the one and only true living God who is there with us, who is going to always see us through. And I just thank God for the peace and the calmness that he has given me, even through my challenges. He still gives me the victory, and he gives me the insight to see what the enemy has done, and I'm grateful for that. I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all time for listening.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Well, we thank God for that tonight. Amen. I hear so much passion for the word of God and Deacon Everett. Amen. I thank God for that tonight. I'm not going to hold you long tonight. I just want to share a couple of things and maybe just two verses. but with the focus thing that Dr. Deb posted, I want to do just two verses of the one that I'm doing on prayer. And we'll be ready to go. Say good evening to each of you that is on the line, and a good God bless you to all of you. For the word prayer, for that P I put, amen, put on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. And for that scripture, I sometime when God allow me or instructs me, I'll do those random scriptures and bring them together, and I find out that every word of God, but to word, word interpret itself, and word, whatever scripture that we can think of, there's a word that will butt against it, that will, you know, back it up, interpret it. So when I think about putting on the whole armor of God, all of the weaponry, the artillery that we have in our arsenal, is the Bible said that the word of God is profitable. It's profitable for instructions and examples for teaching and that type of thing in righteousness. But when I think about putting on God's armor, those things he gave us to protect ourselves, found in Ephesians 6:11, if we realize the protection that God has given us, and not just the angels, for he said, I've given my angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. In the hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your feet against stone. And that's to keep us from falling. So everything that God has given us in his word is profitable, is for examples, for teaching, for instructions. And so when we take this armor, and he said, put it on, every morning as we get dressed with our physical clothes, we should get dressed with those spiritual things, those things that will help, the helmet of salvation, glory to God, that will help us throughout our day. Thank you, Jesus. It will protect our mind. It will help us guard our mind if we put on that helmet of salvation. Bless the name of the Lord. You know, if you leave off of peace, amen, the devil might try to shoot that arrow in that area. And if you notice, God gave us nothing for our back. Hallelujah. We don't have to run for the enemy. We are told that we can put him under our feet. We can tread on him. Glory to God. Amen. So he gave us, amen, we can face the enemy with God. Amen. With the Jesus that lives on the inside of us, we don't have to flee from the devil, but we can put him to flight. The Bible says submit to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. We have no reason to run from him. If we, amen, put our armor on, God has given us protection, amen, for the breastplate, for the heart, that we're to guard our heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. And so we got the protection we need in Jesus Christ. Amen. Peter said that God has, amen, past tense, given us everything that pertain to life and godliness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We can't lose if this word is what we use. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters, tonight we need the armor of God. Amen. We need our waist. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, gird. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. When the devil would try, amen, those vital organs, amen, the kidneys, when we put on that, amen, hallelujah, have our waist girt about with truth. One thing about truth, if it's in the middle, it'll go, amen, both ways. It'll go up and it'll go down. Amen. I believe it'll reach the helmet and help it a little bit. Amen. Glory to God. When you have that belt of truth on, bless the name of the Lord. And when we don't forget to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of truth, amen, glory to God, we would find sometime we wouldn't even have the struggles we have. Amen. The devil is a dirty fighter, and he don't care where he hits you. But God has given us something in the, amen, physical, in the spiritual realm, amen, to protect ourselves from the schemes and the plots and the plans of the devil. Amen. Glory to God. And when we put that armor on, it'll work, amen, with the gift of discerning. Amen. Sometimes God will even let you know, amen, what the enemy is plotting. Amen. He'll sometimes just direct you another way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When it is the word that we use, we can't lose. Hallelujah. With the Lord on our side, he's more than the world against us. Amen. Glory to God. And whatever God tells us for the physical, it will apply to the spiritual. Amen. Glory to God. He is our protector. Glory to his name. Amen. And the letter R, amen, in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. When you put on your armor, you'll think right, because the mind has been protected, amen, with the helmet of salvation, amen. And when we put that armor on, the aura said we, amen, should repent when we pray, amen, when we come to God to, amen, repent, to humble ourselves, to have a change of mind and direction, amen. Glory to God. Acts 3:19 said, repent, that your sins may be blotted out. Hallelujah. And when we put that armor on, when we dress up in the morning with our spiritual armor, amen, we can go out and fight, amen, and face any challenge that arises. Amen, because God is, amen, a present help in the time of need. And when we put that armor on, we can think right. Amen. Sometimes the enemy will try to hit you when you're at your lowest point, as he did Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. When he was in the wilderness fasting, amen, 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. And after his fast, he was hungry. Amen. Because he had abstained from any food at all. Glory to God. But he, amen, is our armor. He is our protector. Amen. Glory to God that we should follow in his footsteps. Amen. It won't be hard to repent, amen, when we've erred or done wrong or sinned or made a mistake, and especially if we have sinned, amen, because the armor protects our minds. Hallelujah. It helps us to think right. It helps us to think quickly, amen, for whatever situation we are in. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You cannot lose when it's the word of God you use. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, repent. Amen. That your sins may be blotted out. Amen. When we've done something and said something that we should not have said, if we've gone somewhere we should not have gone, bless the name of the Lord. Amen. With that helmet of salvation on, amen, we'll be able, amen, to repent quickly. We'll be able to do like King David and say, I've sinned against you and you only. Amen. Forgive me for my sins. Glory to God. And blot out my transgression. Blot out my iniquity. Amen. Sometimes when we try to operate without the intervention of the Holy Spirit, amen, we'll find things difficult and hard to do. Amen. But his burden is light and his yoke is easy. Glory to God. Amen. Let's put on the armor of God, my sisters and my brothers, even on Super Bowl night. Don't ever be caught without your armor on day and night. It'll help you align with the word of God. It'll help you through the difficulties of life. Amen. It'll help you obey the living God. Amen. Glory to God. When we align with him, we will find that this walk, amen, need not be as hard as it is. Sometimes we fight with strongholds in our lives, but God has given us things, amen, to combat that as well. Amen. It's nothing we face that God hadn't thought about. Amen. And gave us a way of escape. Amen. Glory to God. There are people that will never repent. Amen. They'll go out and buy you something nice. Amen. When they wrong you, but they don't want to open their mouth and repent. But if we would put that armor on, that the devil can't always keep shooting the most fiery dots at our mind. Amen. Trying to fill our mind with stuff that don't pertain to godliness or the Spirit of God. But if we learn to put the armor on and get protection for those vital organs, thank you, Lord, our mind, our heart, amen, our kidneys, Glory to God. And having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, we'll be ready. We can walk over terrain and it won't bother us. Rough, tough terrain. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible said we would be able to pick up, amen, deadly serpents and it wouldn't harm us. We'd be able, amen, glory to God. Amen. We don't try God and we don't tempt God and go through those things. But pre-adventure, sometimes things happen to us. Amen. The enemy set a trap for us. Glory to God. Amen. But God know where he is. Hallelujah. He know where he lurk at. Thank you, God. And he know how, amen, to prevent. He know how to take us around danger. He know how, glory to God, to, amen, cause us to go a different way. Amen. And if that don't work, he'll give the angels charge, and they will take us in their hand above danger. Glory to God. I admonish you today, my brothers and sisters, don't leave the house. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't start your day, amen, without the armor of God. It'll protect you, glory to God. It'll help you think right. It'll help you walk right. It'll help you talk right, to love right. Amen. All of those things are sins of omission as well as sins of commission. Amen. We'll be able to repent quickly. Amen. Like David. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Ephesians 6:11. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And repent. Amen. That your sins. Some people think repentance is a dirty word. Amen. But it'll get you in right standing with God. Amen. We can't be too proudful. Amen. Glory to God. And depending on ourselves and walking in self. Amen. But we'll be able to repent and put God on the throne of our heart where he should be. Amen. If we learn how to put on this armor, we will find repentance is not a dirty word. Amen. But it helps us get right with God and stand in right fellowship with God. Amen. Glory to God. I pray that God bless each of you. That was just the P and the R from the word prayer. God bless each of you. Amen. Glory to God. Love you with the love of God. Amen. I pray that you will have a great night and rest of the week. Amen. Until we meet together again, put on the whole arm of God, and we'll be able to operate in the things of God. We'll be able to be dear and obedient children, not fashioning ourselves after the world and the rudiments of this world, but we'll be able, as amen, to walk in victory. Amen. As that the Apostle Peter said, he has already given us these things. We just got to put them on. Said, put it on. Who do it? You do it. Amen. Glory to God. The reader, the believer, you do it. Amen. There's some things God ain't going to do because he's given us command to do it. And when he say repent that your sins may be blotted out, he's not going to do that. We have to do that. The reader, the believer, amen, we have to do these things. And if we would obey the word of God, if we would do this word, we would find that our walk wouldn't be sometime as hard. Now, we're going to have in the world tribulation, and we're going to have problems. But if we would put on the armor, amen, we're talking about prayer. Amen. Glory to God. What it will give us, the ability and the power, God will enable us to be obedient and to do his word. So tonight, I encourage just with the P and the R in prayer. Amen. God has told us so much right there with just those two verses, and they connect. They connect. If we do one, we can do the other. It's a progression, amen, of obedience and growing in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he returns, we will be, amen, the children of God that he's coming back for. God bless y'all. Love you with the love of God again, and have a great, safe rest of your week. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. 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 And amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Will there be any questions, any comments, or encouraging word for Apostle as she's poured out her heart to us?
Apostle,
go ahead,
whoever's talking.
Apostle, this is Erica. I know I haven't been on in a while, but I appreciate that. I'm staying strong, and that just encouraged me.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I want us to, and we're on this line. We know. We've been around long enough to be able to filter what is real and what is not real. We are living in a time now that this virtual arena that the world system, I said the world system, is trying to push on us. And we got to be very careful. And we got to have our spiritual antennas up. And we got to stay tuned to the Holy Spirit that works in us so that we can filter out what is real and what is not real. Because as we look at things as they are unfolding, if you really start looking at commercials now and different advertisements, I want y'all to really start looking at the screen. Most of that stuff is artificial intelligence. It's putting images out there. And that's what has captivated the minds of most of the young adults and some older adults, because it sounds good and it really looks good, but it's not. And we're going to have to be really cautious into what we allow in our ear gate, the people that we may tune into on podcasts, because many of them are distorting God's word. They're twisting God's word, and we got to be very careful with it.
Yes, sir.
If we don't, we can easily be led astray, and that's what the enemy wants. See, the enemy wants us to doubt the God that we serve. That's his ultimate goal, to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
And if he can steal our sense of direction or our sense of the Holy Spirit working in our lives, then he goes on to kill our faith. And then he destroys us mentally. Then it causes us to start having physical ailments. So we got this. Let's be careful with that, y'all. I'm seeing a lot now that I'm always trying to be observed. I miss some things, but we have the indwelling presence of God who prompts us to know when things are real and when they are not. So let's be focused on. But thank you for that, because that comes with having the whole armor of God on.
Amen. Amen.
He will help us. He will help us. He's given us the power to trample over those scorpions and serpents and all the ability of the enemy. He gives us that power to extinguish those fiery darts of thoughts that come on our mind each and every day. So we just got to be mindful, because we got that helmet on. We got that shield on. And thank you, Pastor, for this message, good message.
Amen. Bless you, my brother.
Amen. Amen. God bless your apostle tonight. We pray God's strength in your body, in your soul, in your mind, your spirit. We just pray that God continue to strengthen you as a soldier on the battlefield. When I think of you, apostle, outside, I think of the Marine Corps.
Because
God is looking for a few good women and a few good men.
Yes.
So when I think of you and the faith, that's how I see you, my sister.
Well, bless you, my brother.
Amen. Everybody ain't in the Marine Corps. Some people in the Army.
Yeah.
Some people in the Navy.
That's right.
Some in the Air Force. All branches are important to the armed force.
Hallelujah.
But it's something about the Marine Corps.
Yes,
it's hardcore.
Good men.
Amen. Amen. So God bless you tonight for that word. I just thank God for you, and Sister Ruby, I thank you tonight as you has taken on the responsibility of emceeing us through the night, and to hear Minister Henderson, and I saw Apostle give way to Minister Henderson that he could share with us what God had placed in his spirit tonight. And singing that song, brother, it was a blessing to us. God has been faithful.
Yes.
You know, God has been faithful. So good. Isn't that good? He's good, Apostle.
Amen.
And so we just thank God tonight and for your words tonight and the words from Minister Henderson. But, Apostle, when you were talking, I felt like the plane was taking off. Mm-hmm. You know, you started with prayer. You said prayer. Mm-hmm. But yes. Just with the P and R, you got us off the ground. I don't know where you were going to go if you got to the A, the Y, and the E, and the other R. But amen. But I was in anticipation. So this is what God has given you to give to us. And just with the P and the R, we have a lot to carry tonight. And
yes,
just
sir.
Putting on the whole arm of God, my sister, we have to know that that is our girding up. And I heard you tonight, Apostle. I heard you talking about truth goes up and down. So to go up to the helmet of salvation, down to the being shotted with the shoes of peace of the gospel.
Sir.
Of Jesus.
Keep you, cover you.
Cover you all the way. Truth got you. Truth got your front and truth got your back. Come on.
Say so.
So I heard you, sister. I heard you talking about the helmet and the shoes. And when you got to the army of R, you got to the R, you know, talking about thinking right, repentance. That was the focus was repentance. And that's something that we're doing. So I thank God for what we are going through as those that are on this journey. And Apostle, I want to say, you know, we know that in the fasting, the abstaining from food, but with the people that's on this journey, wherever they are, they're learning to give up and sacrifice. And we're just praying that God is blessing them on the journey of their fasting, prayer, repentance. That repentance is in there too. And fasting, prayer, repentance, and prayer. And so I thank God for that, because even when you hit the P and R, you hit two of them. You hit the prayer and you hit the repentance. And so that's a powerful part of what we're doing. And we said when we pray, repent when we pray. I heard you. I want you to know I was listening and I was receiving what God is saying to me, because I'm always open to what God is speaking into my spirit when I hear men and women of God sharing on this line.
Mm-hmm.
He said that your sins will be blotted out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Wanted to be blotted out.
Yeah.
To be cast away into the sea of forgetfulness. God would remember them no more. Blot out my sins, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
I heard you, sister, when you're talking about people, they know they wrong. They know they wrong, but they'll buy you something, but they won't tell you they're sorry. That's what you're trying to tell us? Amen. I said, yeah. And I said, Lord, have I been like that? You know, because I ain't too much for apologizing. Oh, help me, Jesus. So I had to take the hits where I take them. But you're right, though. Sometimes people know, but they'll give you a gesture of knowing that they're wrong, a peace offering, if you will, but not say they're sorry. But
that's
we
right.
have to be able to ask and tell them that we're sorry, to forgive us. And I thank God for that. And I heard you. I got to pick at you one before I let you go, Apostle, and saints on the line. Listen, all the saints on the line. Erica, I'm glad to hear your voice again on the line. I heard you this morning. God bless you, Erica. Listen,
yes, thank you, sir.
Amen. Listen, Apostle used that word tonight, peradventure. I said, okay, Apostle, you're going to hit me with that one tonight. Perhaps. I said, God bless you, Apostle. We thank God for the God that's in you, the Holy Spirit that's in you, and the anointing that's upon your life. So we just thank God for the word tonight. And I'm gonna end my thoughts with this, and probably had to pick on Brother Everett a little bit. He talks about we got to have our antennas up. He said we had to have our antennas up. You know what came to my mind? This is a strange start to have, because I ain't had this thought in probably decades. I started thinking about this show that used to come on television when I was a little kid called My Favorite Martian. Anybody know this thing? I know this is weird, but I started thinking about that little Martian guy that the antenna would go up so he could be tuned in. Yes,
amen.
We got to be tuned into that. I heard you, Brother Everett.
Yes, sir.
We got to be in tune in to what's going on in our world today. But by putting that arm around, that's where you are, Apostle. They kind of went together for me, what he said and what you said. And we got to have the whole arm of God. When we put on that arm, we ready. We alert.
We're ready.
And we're ready. And we're going to pray our way with prayer, supplication in the spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. So there'd be some power in that.
Amen.
And the word of God is our weapon of offense. So we speak from the executive orders of our king. God, our king, has issued our executive orders. We got the decrees and the edicts that he's given us. So whatever the enemy's saying, we got something to say. Just like you talk about Jesus, the 40 days and 40 nights and fasting, and here come the enemy trying to throw out some false decrees. Yeah. He didn't know what the decree was. But Jesus straightened him out.
Well,
we just need to speak the truth of God's word to people when they're off base, because God's word is pure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. So God bless you, my sister. God bless the saints on the line. It has been a blessing tonight. I'm so glad I tuned in. And by the way, I must say that this is part of my laying aside. Yeah, I know the Super Bowl is on. I know some people participate. But that's
all
fine.
Right now.
But this was my laying aside because I need to hear it from the Lord. So thank you, my sister. I got a word tonight. And I hope you're going to come back late and do the A, the Y, and the E, and the other R. Amen?
Amen, amen.
Amen. God bless you.
I know some of the brother sisters, too. There are a lot of sisters into sports and stuff. But
that's all right.
Just wanted to, those that made the sacrifice, I do, you know, I say sometime, God ain't going to kill us that stay in the word and strive to obey. He's not going to kill us because we miss one night or one day, but we don't make it happen.
That's right.
But I just wanted to let them get there as soon as they can. And I really was enjoying Deacon Everett. He could have continued and used the whole ministry time, because the word of God is the word of God. May not be the same subject all the time, but every word of God is we should live by it. We should, you know, it gives us life. So I thank you too, Pastor Kuiper, so much for your encouragement so many times. I really thank you. I appreciate you and your prayers and as well. I just thank God for all of the, amen, every male, every female, amen, that God bring into our life. It's no accident. And when we meet our sisters and brothers from other mothers, amen, and we come together and know that the DNA of Jesus Christ is in us, and it brings us closer than human blood. So I'm just grateful for all of you, and I love each of you. I ask that you will continue to pray with and for me. Amen, that I find my highest height at the feet of Jesus. Mm. Glory to God. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God. I bless God for all of you, for your listening, and amen, for your encouragement and for your prayers. God bless you. Amen, Sister Erica. Where's she gone?
Ma'am. No, ma'am.
You didn't recognize me in Walmart the other day when I said, hey, my Facebook friend.
Oh, I sure did. I did.
You
kind of
double looked like, who is that?
I'm sorry.
You okay? It's all is well. Back to Sister Ruby. I'm just running my mouth, but I just wanted, that was me holler at you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Amen.
Anyone else with an encouraging word for Apostle? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now we will go into our prayer request. Sister Brenda, I would like to put Mother Dorothy Williams on. I would like to put Pat Taylor on, her sister Rosemary. I would like to put Cassandra, Minister Cassandra Walker and her husband on.
Amen.
Am I forgetting anybody? I think that's all I have right now. Well, then if there's anyone else with a prayer request.
Myself, Erica Pharisee, and my family.
Amen. Sister Ruby has already called out my mom's name, Dorothy Williams. And I need especially everybody be in sync with that. Well, my mom is 93 and she's still mobile, but she has dementia, first stages of dementia. But be praying for her, because the tenants residents that live in the apartment complex where she lives, they're going to be renovating, so everybody has to move. So we put her today in an assisted living community. It's a real nice place. It's the residents there, we were there today at the church, and the residents there were so nice and friendly. And First Lady came in and introduced herself, was a elderly lady, and she came in fired up talking about Jesus. And that's down Mom's alley. But pray for her, because she didn't eat tonight, and I know she's up kind of, you know, going to have to get used to that new environment and
right.
probably feel like we are throwing her away. But we're going to be out, some of us, just like we were taking days and nights spending with her and seeing, you know, to her needs. We will be there with her, some of us, six of us during the day, but we can't stay past eight. But when everybody got to leaving tonight, she got really upset. And I knew she was upset when I got there, because she didn't want to eat, and I knew she wasn't taking that too well. But please be praying for her. I tell you what, she'll forget a lot of stuff, but come in there with a scripture.
Amen.
She'll take it over and go on. So I thank God for that. We're going to have the trials and the tribulation, but I thank God for it. My mom's been saved since she was 13. And God said that he would not forget our labor of love that we shewed towards his name, and that we ministered, you know, to the saints. And so just pray for her, you know, that God will keep her in her hand, that she, I hope that she will be able to settle in.
Amen. Will there be another? The scripture for tonight: but he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Sister Brenda.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my heart does go out to your mother, especially with her condition. And but,
Amen. Sister Brenda, the thing is, my mom's 93.
Yeah.
And so me and my siblings, we talk, people talk about old folk, but we there now.
I know it.
and have, you know, different ailments, and it's just a lot. But we will be going by and sitting with her during the day.
Oh, I know. She's just, like you say, just moving with it, you know, kind of got to her.
Right.
And I know y'all have done an excellent job taking turns, so I salute mm-hmm. y'all. And that's mm-hmm. a blessing in itself.
Amen.
So you don't have to feel bad about putting her in assisted living. And Mama
Amen.
Will. Mama's going to get used to it. She's going to start appreciating the new people.
Amen. I believe she's, the Lord allowed us to choose the right place for her.
Y'all did. I know the love, so it's a beautiful thing. Praise God. Our Father, our Holy Father, we come first of all asking your forgiveness.
Yes.
For my many sins. And I come tonight, Lord, lifting up Pastor Edside and all her siblings.
Yes.
Because it is a you do feel kind of rough when Mama's not at herself that you used to her being.
Yes.
We lived up Mama. We lived up Mama Dorothy Williams.
Yes.
Well, Lord, we thank you that you've made so many places that we can use now, that we can
yes.
put our
thank
loved
you.
Ones. Lord, we just lift up Mama Dorothy Williams right now, that she will adjust.
Yes, let it be, Lord.
We lift up the family, that they will adjust. Sometimes it's harder on the family than it is on Mama. So we lift
yes.
up this family, that they will adjust to Mama being in a new home.
Yes, do Lord.
So, Lord, we're going to go ahead and thank you and praise you for the victory. We're going to go ahead and thank you for the outcome. We're going to go ahead and thank you for the results. So we love you, Lord.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Well, Lord, we lift up Pat Taylor.
Yes.
She, too, is going through something, an adjustment in her life.
Yes, mercy God.
Oh, Lord, we lift up Pat Taylor. We lift up our sister Rosemary, who has been so kind to give of herself.
Yeah.
To come and stay with Pat, to give up her home in Atlanta and has a husband to come and stay so many days with her sister. We lift up this family situation.
Yeah.
Lord, it looks like we got a family situation tonight. We lift them up to you.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, thank you for being our God.
Glory
and then, Lord, we lift up Cassandra and Walker and her husband.
Yes.
Lord, we all getting to the golden age where life is showing us something different and something new.
Yes.
Help us to go
through
these golden years.
Yes, help God.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, do Lord.
Help
Hallelujah.
Us. And then we lift up Erica Pharisee.
Yes.
Lift up her family. Lord, we are in a family situation tonight. Help us.
In the name
the family you've called for us to be.
Yes, do it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for all these families you've put on the prayer
Hallelujah.
Line tonight. We lift up Brother Everett. He mentioned about his kinfolk.
Yes.
Has gone on to glory. We lift him up as we lift up all his family members as well.
Comfort and consolate.
So, Lord, we come tonight asking you to take care of all of us.
Yes,
take care of all
Lord.
Our families.
Do it,
Wrap
Lord.
Your arms around our families. Let us love them fully as you love us.
Lord. Do it,
and Lord, we thank you for things as well as they are. We thank you for things as well as they have been. We thank you that you have been taking care of us and our families for many a year.
Thank you, Master.
So we come right now giving you the praise and the glory.
Yes.
Oh, we give it to you, Lord, in the precious, wonderful, magnificent, powerful name of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is so.
Amen.
We just give it over to you in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen.
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 Amen. As a reminder, if you can, tomorrow evening at 6, please call in as we come together to encourage one another as we do this fast. Some may be doing it one way and some may be doing another. But if we're doing it with the right spirit, God will answer. So if you can, please call in tomorrow at 6. Please call in. Just before we go, though, Pastor Kiefer, I forgot Janice Lucas, who has been ill all day. Will you please render a quick prayer for her? I'm sorry, I forgot her name.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just lift up Sister Janice Lucas tonight, God. We pray that you will touch her in her body right now.
Yes, you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you would move in her body, whatever her need is, that
Hallelujah.
You would bring healing. But by your stripes, Lord, she is healed.
Yes.
We declare that you are a healer. You have told us that you're a healer. So we pray for her healing right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we believe it. And we believe it is done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I would like to thank each and every one of you all for calling in tonight to hear a word from heaven. I pray that you will have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Lord say so. I look forward to hearing your voices again tomorrow evening at 6, same number. Please call in. And if you have a favorite team, I pray that your team wins. But in the end, we all win because I've heard we got black quarterbacks or football, whatever you call it. I've heard we got black quarterbacks. on each team. So praise God for that. Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Love you all with the love of Christ. Be blessed.
You amen. Too. Night
God
all of you all. Bless.
Good night.
Good night, Pastor Kiefer.
Good night, Sister Ruby. God bless you. Hope your team win.
Oh, hell. I don't like sports. So.
I got you. Amen. Amen. Be blessed.
Mama and Maddie, where y'all at? Them girls were tired. They went home and went to sleep, didn't they? Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Hello.